Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, hello there. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio this 19th day of May 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today we are going to be focusing on being a child of the living God. Friend, it is so easy to lose sight of who we are and forget who we truly belong to. So friend, today we're going to be focusing on being children of God. I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, and that is great is the Lord. Today, friend, we are focusing on being children of God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." I love that. While walking through the forest one day, a farmer found a young eagle who had apparently fallen out of his nest. He took him home and he put it in his barnyard with his chickens, and there it stayed for years. It wasn't long before the little eagle learned to eat and behave like the chickens. One day, a naturalist passed by the farm and saw the eagle confined in the barnyard with the chickens. When he inquired about this strange sight, the farmer told this man his story. "Unfortunately," said the farmer, "the poor little guy just never learned to fly. Still," the naturalist sighed, "he has a heart of an eagle. Will you allow me to work with him?" The farmer agreed, but with much disbelief. The naturalist picked up the eagle and lifted him towards the sky and said, "You belong to the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth your wings and fly." The eagle, however, was confused. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. And seeing the chickens eating their food, he jumped down to be with them again. The naturalist took the bird to the roof of the house and urged him again, saying, "You are an eagle. Stretch forth your wings and fly." But the eagle was afraid and jumped down once again to be with his chicken friends. Finally, the naturalist took the eagle out of the barnyard to a high mountain. There he held the king of the birds high above him and encouraged him, saying, "You are an eagle. You belong to the sky. Stretch forth your wings and fly." The eagle looked around, back towards the barnyard, and then up to the sky. Slowly, he stretched out his wings, and with a triumph cry, he soared away into the heavens. Somewhere along the line, we, like this poor young eagle, were put in a lowly barn with the chickens of the world around us. We learned to live and eat from the ground and grew up believing that there was not much more to do than sit and cluck all day. But the reality is that we are eagles. We were created to fly and even soar. God has great purpose for our lives if we would only realize who we are in Him. Friend, let's remember who we are today and stop acting like chickens. We are the head and not the tail. We are kings and priests. We have great things to do for the kingdom because we belong to the King. His eye is on the sparrow, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey. I hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekends thus far. And today we are focusing on being children of God. I love what John 1:12 and 13 says. It says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Friend, if you are a Christian, if you believe in His name, and if you received Him, the Bible says you've been given the right to become a child of God.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Precious love that told me.
There is Power in the Blood medley right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. How's the weekend come along? Pretty well? Pretty good so far? Yeah, my wife and I had just a great day, just one-on-one yesterday. The kids were out of the house, and we just had a chance to just spend some one-on-one time yesterday. It was really, really good, and I had a blessed time with my wife, and I hope and pray it's the same for you and your family. I hope you're having some great family time this weekend. Well, friend, today we are talking about being children of God. 1 John 3:1 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. It is so incredible that we would be considered children of God. No matter what we have done, He is still our Father. Think of our earthly parents. In most cases, no matter what we have done, they have never ceased their love for us or have even quit being our parent in most cases. Friend, I take great comfort in knowing that I have a Father in heaven that cares for me and my well-being. And despite my life, He still loves me and accepts me. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the
cry out at the feet of Jesus, saying, holy, holy, holy. Friend, how are you? This, of course, is Sunday worship right here on this 19th day of May 2013. Thank you so, so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. And you can catch up with me anytime with song requests or maybe even prayer requests by dropping me a line at joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.